Krishnadvaipan Vedabhyashmini. He has expounded Vedas. Rig, Sham, Yaju, Atharva. And also, he has written 18 Puranas. He has written Vedanta, Brahma Sutra. He has also written Mahabharata. And Gita is within Mahabharata in Vishwaparva. He has written Gita. After writing so many scriptures, he could not get eternal peace. Whatever you have done wrong. Narada Goswami, he told his disciple with a bashman. Jugukshitam ka dharma kritenu shashata sabhavarakta samman vyatikram. Everything wrong. You have written many scriptures. What you have given? Dharma artha kam. The conditioned souls of this world, they want money. Without money, they cannot be happy. They cannot remove their wants. They cannot fulfill their desires. So Veda Vyasmuni has written Artha Shastra. How we can get money, accumulate money, amass money for the benefit of the conditioned souls, human beings of this world. Human beings are only, they are capable of worshipping Supreme Lord. They have got the discriminating power. Other animals have got no discriminating power. This birth is only meant for worship of Supreme Lord. So we shall worship Supreme Lord for getting money. And for fulfillment of desires. If our desires fulfilled, then we are happy. He has written Kama Shastra so that we can fulfill our desires. Also, after death, we want to get life after death to a superior world, or if I am born here, I should be born in a very good, I shall have the good birth, I shall be born in a rich family, like that. For that, I have written Dharma Shastra. What the people want to have given. Narada Goswami said, whatever you did wrong. For that reason here, Narada Goswami said, you have not sung the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is the cause of all causes. He is infinite person. Inconceivable power. Narada Goswami said, whatever you have written in Mahabharata about Krishna and in Gita, that is for getting emancipation. Not for the satisfaction of Krishna. So you are not satisfied. You are from Krishna, you are in Krishna, you are by Krishna, you should remain for Krishna. If Krishna is satisfied, then you will be satisfied. That is, in Sanskrit, mokkha prakarane. With the motive of getting emancipation. You have sung these glories. Not for his satisfaction. As per example, this body. I am this body, entire entity. Think it. And a big part of this body, this hand, the country. And a small part, this finger. This hand is coming out of this body. Why the hand is there? Hand is exists in the body, is in the body. Hand is maintained by the body. Hand should remain for the body, should remain for the body. If it remains for the body, if body is satisfied, hand will have satisfaction or enhancement. If the hand thinks, the hand is conscious, it is conscious, it can take initiative. Oh, I shall not cooperate with the body. Body, only the stomach is sitting and eating, I shall not cooperate. Non-cooperation movement, Mahatma Gandhi made there in India. Non-cooperation. And all of you, all the doctors here in San Francisco, if the hand could non-cooperate with the body, can give satisfaction to the body, to the hand, which is coming out of the body. Constitutional position, you see, hand is from the body, is in the body, is by the body. If it remains for the body, if body is satisfied, hand will be satisfied. Independent of the body, hand cannot have enhancement satisfaction. All the jivas are coming out of Krishna. They are in Krishna. They are by Krishna. If they remain for Krishna, if Krishna is satisfied, then all the jivas will be satisfied. You are to sing the glories for the satisfaction of Krishna. By meditation, he wrote Bhagavad. And by writing 12 Skanda Bhagavat, and he got eternal peace.